break. One of the best coaches in football.
One of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I ain't going to talk to you. Say good morning.
I'm not. I said good morning an hour and a half ago.
I'm saying it in front of everybody.
Nah.
You're really doing that with your Johnny Cash black fresh shirt on, Snotty? Come on. Just give me a good morning, bud.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, chilling.
Hey, anyway. Hey, it's cut down day.
Yeah.
Cut down day. A lot of people are going to get fired today.
I've been fired once. What do they do? Do they go send their tape to the other 31 teams? Like, I want to dock on that.
Or call your grandma.
Oh, yeah, boy. You've been fired. No, I'm just... You said it on air. Come on now.
Yeah, no, I've been fine. I've been canned.
And you went to the bar right after?
I mean, yeah.
That's amazing.
What else are you going to do?
Right, I got you.
What else are you going to do? I mean, I think I've only been fired once. Yeah, I think I've only been fired once.
I'm off. I'm out.
We need your playbook.
I didn't make the 53-man roster. So it's cut down day, 1 o'clock. And we'll find out some things about the San Francisco 49ers, what they decide to do. Hey, can somebody define something for me? I bet you can. This phrase seems like it's right up your alley. Can you tell me what it means,
please? Invented it. Let's see.
When a guy wants to get paid, what does that mean?
Oh, he's standing on business. I'm not backing down, and I'm not taking, get this, Donnie, shout out Hardaway. I'm not taking a penny less. Yeah, yeah. That's what paid is.
Okay, well, Josina Anderson?
Josina.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's reporting that Trent Williams wants to get paid.
Dude.
Not paid.
Man.
He wants twice as much.
No, but
he wants twice as much.
And you got a problem with that, huh?
Like,
this is not Ayuk. And I wasn't going to mention his name today.
He's the worst.
But yeah, you predicted him to be in uniform Monday night.
Doesn't make him any less selfish.
Against the J-E-T-S.
Doesn't make him any less selfish.
Well, he's trying to get paid.
Yeah, I know.
He's at the end.
Yeah.
Boys to men, end of the road. Play this car. What's bothering me, and you didn't ask, but I'll tell you and everybody listening, is they knew this since March with Trent. So who? Parag, wake up! Somebody close a deal and get this thing done. Stoney and get the big fella back. This is not an Ayuk situation. Trent Williams is at the top 1 percentile at his position. And whatever the Niners are going to try to do offensively in the running pass game, it goes through 71.
Not
so
now,
what's taking so long? Insufficient funds?
I have this written down. There's a dirty little secret going on, and I know you think you know football. You know, you think you do just because you watch passively.
Hey,
don't. You don't know football.
I was lightweight getting back. Go ahead, man.
Here's the dirty little secret. It's not late. It's not getting late. They still have 2 weeks. You know, I don't just spend my time knowing the 49ers inside and out. I go around this league, our league. And, you know, by the way, the Jets, who the 49ers are playing on Monday.
Massive showdown.
Yeah, they're missing their best player, Hassan Reddick.
Oh,
he's holding out.
Okay. Good luck with that, Hassan.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not their best player.
Okay.
Yeah.
My point is, Robert Saleh yesterday is talking to the New York media, and he's saying, no, I'm not ruling him out for the opener. Hassan Reddick, he's a vet. He knows how to play. He's keeping himself in shape. I haven't ruled him out for the opener. He could be here for the opener. Exactly. So y'all need to relax. Because the 49, like, what's taking so long? They don't think it's taking long.
Well, is that why Trent is getting a pass? Because I heard Willard, our brother, Stoney, he was going in on Ayuk, said he's done with him.
What does that mean?
That he doesn't like the way Ayuk has handled his business. What's the difference with Bosa? And there's more Willards out there in the weeds.
So,
what's the difference with, why is this different?
So what are you saying? Willard, when Ayuk catches a touchdown pass against the Jets, being out on Ayuk, what does that mean?
He'll be in then.
He'll be in. Thank you.
But he don't like how he's handling his business right now.
Okay.
And we don't know, Stoney, as far as Ayuk, if he'll, this is different. Trent Williams is a necessity. He is a necessity. Brandon Ayuk is not, as much as I love B.A. So this is different. And I think that's why the fans know, hey, big fella, get all the little paper you need. I just don't know why the Niners, and maybe it's Donnie again, just a broken record. I left a week and it sounds like I hadn't. Maybe they're just letting him just chill, but now it's go time. There's no more preseason. You got a game in, what, 13 days?
And that's my point. It's not go time. It's not.
What would you call this then? Like, I'm not telling you it's 13, Super Bowl.
13 days till the first game of the year. That's all it is. 13 days till the Niners play on Monday night. By the way, if you're a 49er fan.
What a prestigious spot.
Yeah, do you want, how are you feeling about the national audience watching you on Monday night football, first week of the season, and you might not be whole? I'm talking to Nahegan. He's saying, boy, I think that game would be better off tucked into a Sunday schedule. I said, I don't know.
I like how he's thinking.
Why?
Basically, because they don't have their house in order right now. Not it's the end all be all, but no, Stoney, for real. Especially if you don't have one of those two players. I mean, the Jets are going to be a bear, man. Aaron Rodgers, I think people are sleeping on him. He got hurt. But if he can be half the guy he is, I got the Jets being a problem in the AFC, but it's like the first day of school. Stoney, everybody's going to be watching, and you want to be whole. And if you're telling me the first day of school doesn't matter, Stoney, you're talking about just the result. I'm not telling you the season's over, but, man, you want to put your best foot forward.
You always want to put your best foot forward.
Is the Niners front office doing that this offseason?
They're doing what front offices do. They're doing what front offices do. They're deciding who gets paid, who doesn't get paid. They're deciding who's valuable, who's not quite as valuable. And they're trying to get stuff done, plain and simple. Nothing's been happening. John Lynch is going to talk tomorrow to the media after they make their cuts today at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock is when we'll know more about that. But I've said all along, if you want to point blame, I point blame at everybody. Ayuk.
Not mad at
Trent you. Trent Williams, the 49ers. But if you would say, well, Stoney, radio mad.
I love this.
It's Trent Williams. It's not even close. I think what he's doing is abhorrent. How about that?
Wow.
It is. I've put the situations up against each other, and I think what Trent Williams is doing is
so if you were in his worse. Shoes, you wouldn't play this card. I know that's so hard.
I can't even answer that question.
But I think the Steinmetz I know and your values or what you proceed to show as far as values and what
I'd probably be in camp, knowing me and how soft I am. Listen, I've always said, just because you can do something doesn't mean you do it.
Yeah.
And he's just doing this because he can. To me, his motives are not nearly in the same league as Ayuk. To me. I mean, you can 888-957-9570 is a number. We've watched this play out all year, and all off season. And I mean, the guy who's getting away unscathed right now is Christian McCaffrey, because he got his deal. What if they played hardball with Christian McCaffrey for whatever reason?
But they didn't.
Right.
And nobody has a problem with it, so why would it be at his doorstep or any player?
Who says nobody's got a problem
with it? If management deems they want to give you something they don't want to give me, I can throw a hissy fit, but I'd really be hating on you.
It's not about hating on McCaffrey. It's about what the dynamic is in that locker room. And everybody knows what's happening. They paid McCaffrey. They're not paying Ayuk. They paid Bosa. They're deciding whether to pay Trent Williams. And they're clearly setting aside a lot of money for Brock Purdy. Those are the priorities. And Ayuk is feeling the brunt of it. And I guess at least right now, Trent Williams is feeling it. How much longer they'll feel it, I don't know. But I think it's very possible that there are players in that locker room that look at the front office and say, man, they really have not handled the offseason well. And that's a dynamic that the locker room's got to deal with over the course of a season.
I'll say this to that. You got me thinking now that guys in the locker room are looking, and I'm not saying they're wrong or being selfish, how is Steiny and Evans' contract going to affect me?
No, it's, and it's not doubt, that.
And that's never good.
It's not that so much as, why aren't our two really good players in here on it, when we're supposed to win a Super Bowl?
I'll help you out. One's great, and he's going to get his money, I believe. And the other, I don't think they think he's as good as he thinks he is.
The question about Aiyuk to 49er fans is, I remember about a month ago where everybody was kind of more upset with Aiyuk than Trent Williams. Oh, Trent. Why, every time I said, well, how come Trent Williams is getting a pass? It was, well, Trent's handling it the right way. He hasn't said a word. He hasn't gone on social media. And I'm like, okay, I get that. Yeah. And Aiyuk has made more waves. But to my way of thinking, it's almost like it doesn't matter. Trent Williams is holding out. All he's got to do is show up, and he's going to make $22 million if he shows up.
Well, he'll show up, Stoney, but it'll be a little more than that.
And you
believe he'll be there open tonight too, just the way you started this show.
Probably.
So he'll, yeah. I don't want to say. And a lot of times this happens. It's happening in Dallas. Who won? Well, damn! If the team paid you, you play for that said team. Everybody won, and that's how I feel. Whatever number we find out Trent Williams gets, Steiny, he's going to be blocking, pass blocking, and run blocking for you. And this is another season where the Niners are trying to get that elusive Super Bowl. So there is no loser.
So you'd be okay. Just let me just throw some names at you. You'd be okay if 49ers give Trent Williams whatever he wants, and then next year they got to get rid of Mooney, Ward, and Dominic Lenore.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Of course it is.
Well,
see, that's what nobody is willing to really acknowledge. We'll just pay them all and we'll figure it out. Well, that's going to be a lot harder than just saying it.
Yeah. And then so what if yesterday you said Purdy might not get the 60 or 50 million? Are we so sure?
My point is this. They paid Warner. They paid Bosa. They paid Kittle. They paid Debo. They're going to try. They paid McCaffrey. Now Trent Williams wants more money. Aiyuk wants a big contract. Purdy's on the. They can't pay everybody. They just can't. And so the question then becomes, if they know, like, they know right now, if they pay Williams and Aiyuk, that at the end of next year, it's going to be decision time with some players. It just is. They can't. It's like the Warriors. They can't continue down this road. And so if I'm the 49ers, I completely understand if they're looking at the situation and they're saying, well, look, if we sign these two guys, we are going to have to dismantle some of this team at the end of the year. We're just going to have to. And maybe they think, you know what? If we do that, it's going to be too abrupt and too drastic of a change. In other words, if we do this year and we come up short, we might not have any chance next year because we're going to lose a lot of our good players.
Yeah. And good and great players, Tony. And I'm not mad at any of that, but I'll say this. I'd rather look for a replacement for Lenore than a Trent Williams. You know,
well, you're going to need to look for a replacement for Trent Williams in the next year or two.
They may have already got Aiyuk's replacement in Ricky Pearsall.
Right.
So they may, an operation replacement may already be starting right before our eyes. But this Trent Williams thing, just to bring it back to him, Steiny, he is a must. And that's why I think any day we'll hear something about they've figured it, hashed something out.
Well, actually, we got some conflicting reports on Trent Williams, to tell you the truth. David Lombardi of The Athletic was with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Here's what he said about Trent.
I'll be very surprised if we don't have firm movement on the Trent Williams front this week, though. Mid-August to a little bit later August, that's the bulk of training camp. Williams, obviously, is one of the players that doesn't really need camp, and maybe, in fact, he benefits from having a fresher body at age 36. But at some point, you do need to start developing that football callus. You do need to get a few practices, at least, under your belt before you play a real game. And we know how important Williams is to Brock Purdy and the 49ers at that left tackle position. I mean, right now, they don't have Aaron Banks in there either. He broke his pinky. They hope to have him back by week one, but that means the entire left side of the offensive line has been backups, and I think you could tell against the Raiders on Friday.
Oh, you might lose Aaron Banks, too, if you sign everybody to what they want.
Well, they got a guy that's in charge of all the finances, Parags, Donnie, so... I don't know. This just feels different than anything that's happened since Kyle's taken over and John. But they got to make those decisions. And I wonder, Stani, how many fans are like, I don't give a damn about next year. Field the best effing team this year so we can get that Super Bowl. And when we have to face those tough decisions, which every team does, maybe we'd have something on our damn hand, one of our ring fingers. And it would feel different because we cashed in when we were able to, you know, control the finances and guys were fed and paid and we were the best roster in football. But we've lost every time we've gotten close.
Why are you the best roster in football? Because you're paying your quarterback $1 million. That's why the 49ers, not every team has the problems the 49ers have. Because what other team is paying a top-notch quarterback $1 million?
But Stani, in 19, that didn't matter because Jimmy Garoppolo was getting not the most money, but he was getting paid. They had more investment as far as financing in the quarterback position, and they still were.
You don't think the 49ers should think at all about the fact that Brock Purdy is going to go from $1 million to $45 million probably in a year?
Yeah, but
like that money comes from somewhere.
No doubt, but it doesn't kick in to the year after too, Stani.
Okay.
So I'm not going to let that possible decision hijack a season that we're about to embark on. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm telling you, Bob Myers,
you don't got to make a decision until you have to.
Well, that's Bob Myers.
Who they might need.
Well, that's Bob Myers. I mean, you can't tell me that if the 49ers believe that by paying Ayuk and Trent Williams, it is going to come at too big of a cost down the line, then then maybe that's why they're not doing it. Mm. I mean,
I get the Ayuk all day, every day, but the Trent Williams one, Stani, that's the one where I'm like, they're gonna fit that in. They'll get that rectified.
Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy's in West Oakland. What's up, Jeremy? How you doing?
What's up, y'all? Happy Tuesday. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks.
So Williams wants to be paid, right? Isn't that crazy? Don't you just love the English language? And I know, Stani, you'll appreciate this because your parents are English teachers.
Thank you.
You can say the same word twice and it has a completely different meaning, right?
Yeah.
Like, put it like this. Everybody in the NFL wants to get paid, right? But this is a different arena we're in because Trent wants to get paid. So, I mean, we don't know what that number looks like. And I'm not saying give him whatever he's asking for. We all know how important he is to the team. But, I mean, I hope they can just find some middle ground, man, and we can just get rolling, man. I mean, it's another season of 49ers football coming. We should be excited about this. Let's go!
You should be. Yeah. You should be excited about it.
Home opener Monday night?
Next month. Yeah. 2 Mondays.
I didn't give you a date. I said Monday night, home opener.
Right, but everybody would think it's 6 days from now. I'm just trying to clarify.
Yeah, but don't.
Yeah. So, that's all.
I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
What's the strength of the 49ers team? Strength and weaknesses going into this season? Because I got a couple written down here.
I'm going to say offense, Donnie. I think their offense is their new defense. I believe the lack of defensive line depth put more pressure on Bosa. New defensive coordinator Sorensen, show me. We're all waiting to watch. But if you tell me when I hear the word San Francisco 49ers, I think of their offensive weaponry, and I'm including Ayuk.
Yeah, I got the – I put offensive diversity. Mm. their offensive diversity I have as a as one of their big strengths.
And you're including Ayuk too, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, they're still diverse even without Ayuk. They can still throw it a little bit, but obviously not as much. Weaknesses. Offensive, how about this? So the 49ers have lost Hufanga, Greenlaw, and Armstead.
Man.
We got a little issue maybe in the middle of that defense. Yeah. Maybe a little problem in the middle of the field with
that's a legit question. And Sorensen, first-time defensive coordinator, signing, he'll take over and try to remedy that. But I'll say this about his job, his first go-round. He will not have the luxury of what D'Amico Ryans and Robert Saleh had in regard to health. You know what I'm saying? The loss of Armstead, that's going to be big. It's not just one game. That's going to be season-long. And maybe their run defense is their weakness, Donnie, defensively. That's what I want to see, how they address that, Nick Sorensen, in his first go-round.
408 on the Xfinity Mobile text line.
Uh-oh.
Chris Jones missed week one last season. How'd that work out for the Chiefs?
No, it was huge.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Exactly. It's nothing to see with Trent. Yeah, big deal he misses a couple games. They're good enough to overcome it. Hell, they played the week 17 last year. It didn't even mean anything. They had such a cushion for the number one seed. So, again, this franticness about getting them in, I just don't think it exists. I really don't. I mean, they'll get them in at some point, but clearly they don't. They have clearly made a decision that it didn't matter if it happened a month ago or a week from today. I mean, that's what I'm.
Yeah, that's and I wonder how he feels though in regard to get.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I don't care how Trent Williams feels,
and he probably doesn't care how you feel.
You're right.
I'm just saying. I'm wondering just as far as he's in a Houston gym and all this. Is he ready? That's what I'm talking. Is he ready, Stoney, at 36?
Well, and
because the people haven't turned on him like they've turned on Ayuk, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't think has the fan base turned on Brandon Ayuk?
But how many calls have we? I'm going Spider-Man. How many calls have we taken with venom towards Trent Williams? Not many, I don't believe.
Yeah, it's because everybody's afraid of playing without him.
But the bottom line is, but you understand why.
The bottom line is, he's holding out, but he's so important that he's got the juice to do it, and everybody's just going to bend over backwards for him. That's fine. There are players in professional sports that have a ton of juice. LeBron, Curry, they can make their own decisions, and the organization's got to go along with it. And I just, you know, everybody hates when LeBron orchestrates stuff.
Right.
Well, what's Trent doing? Like, what's Trent Williams
doing?
Looking
out for Trent.
Exactly. Exactly. He's looking out for Trent, which is fine. And every time you say he's 36, he wants to get paid, I can think of, yeah, he's 36. He's going to make $22 million. I guarantee you he's going to have a worse year this year than last year. Why? Because he's a year older.
Well,
so we'll see how they handle it. But no, if I were a fan, Trent bothers me more than Ayuk.
Oh, my gosh.
He does. Because he knows.
And that's no disrespect to Brandon. It's
well,
just
Brandon's yeah. Brandon is in a window right now where those guys usually get paid. And so this is his opportunity to get paid. I think that's very different than Trent Williams, who's just
looking
and saying, oh, like he's the fourth highest paid lineman. Fourth.
But to him, that bothers him, man.